Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Well, in the book, you asked this very important question. I'd love for you to answer it here. Why do we resent ourselves?
Why do we resent ourselves? I think, again, because we're always failing ourselves. You know, women are so critical and we're so hard on ourselves, but it's because we set these bars, we set these expectations, and then we always fail. But our standard is always changing. God's standard never fails. And if we just try to live up to his standards, we won't be disappointed.
Well, let's talk about some of these, because you address these in that same section of the book. The sins we commit, the sins committed against us, and wallowing in the darkness, and how these play into our own self-resentment. So talk about the sins we commit and connecting that to how we feel about ourselves.
Okay, the sins we commit. I'm trying to think back. It's been a long time since I
looked
at it.
Oh, I know how that goes. I'm so sorry, but you're a deep well, so you just draw from it.
Okay. Some sins that we commit. I think comparison is a big one.
Yeah.
And this starts even in childhood. I see this in my own kids, but comparison is a big one. I think discontentment is also a huge one. I guess that goes along with comparison. What would be another one? The negative self-talk would be another one.
And even past sins, Elizabeth, when you think about mistakes you've made in the past, missteps,
yes.
You know, sins that you drag with you because you just loathe yourself for falling into that ditch, you know?
Yes, yes. God offers so much grace and forgiveness, but we don't take it. We don't take it. It's like he's holding his hand wide open and we just close his hand.
Mm-hmm.
We say, I don't want your forgiveness. You're right. We do not take his grace that he offers so freely.
And then, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and we just beat ourselves up over those past sins.
Mm-hmm. And then the sins committed against us. How did those sins committed against us tie into our view of ourselves?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is where my heart just breaks because, you mentioned my husband and I have this ministry called Project Restoration, and we deal a lot with some young marrieds, and we just come across these young women that have dealt with some really heavy stuff from, you know, childhood sexual abuse to even sexual abuse as teenagers and even just emotional abuse from parents, other sins committed against them. You know, bullying is a huge issue, a lot of mean girl stuff, and with social media now, it has taken to a whole new level. So these girls come to us in their 20s, but they have some very deep wounds that they bring to the table. And when they are either engaged or newly married, it is just coming to the surface.
Yeah.
Sometimes they haven't dealt with it. So these are sins committed against them that now are just brooding, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. They're learning how to handle it for the first time, either by themselves or with their husbands. And so, these things need to be dealt with and either with pastoral counseling or professional counseling.
And that's the thing. It's like, even though people don't get to have the power to decide our worth, they take it and we give it because we don't know any better. But you think about how many of us have things that marked us, either as children or in high school, just the mean girl thing, as you were saying, the popular girl turning her back on you, how deeply that scars. But I'm sure you're seeing this, I sure see this, that God's power to redeem those places and to turn those places around is absolutely profound if we're willing to give him access to those places, you know?
Absolutely. It takes a lot of hard work,
yeah.
But if you're willing to do the work and go to those deep places, he can absolutely do the restoring work. And again, that goes kind of back to that 1 Peter 5:10 verse that I read at the that I said at the beginning, that, you know, if you're willing to do that hard work, after you suffer a little while, he will restore you and he'll make you stronger.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.